Josh, there is another one of these polls, graphics out, lists that include the entire United States of America. You know, you'll have like the most popular fast food. Sometimes you'll get these, and they do them off of algorithms, mm-hmm. like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all of that kind of stuff. And you'll find out that Nebraska, their favorite fast food is a place that doesn't exist here. So this is a new...
Kevin James was trending last week for various reasons. I'll let you all Google that. Don't do it at the work computer, though.
They have put out the most hated NFL team by state. What do you think is the most hated NFL team in this state?
Cowboys.
Now, why would you think the Cowboys? Irrelevant.
A lot of residual leftover hate from the 90s.
Okay.
It's that or the Patriots, right?
Yeah, and that is not who is, according to this latest graphic, from BetOnline AG. The most hated NFL team by state in Nebraska is the Raiders. In Iowa, it's the Packers.
Okay, I could see the Raiders. You got a bunch of Chiefs fans and Broncos fans in the area, and they would gather in their hatred of the silver and black.
Areas around the country, it makes sense. They're division rivals. You know, Florida hates New England. Most of the South hates the Buccaneers. A lot of Steeler hate. A lot of Cowboy hate. Mm-hmm. Some Jets hate. Some Niner hate.
The Jets are not worth. Do not devote that time. Okay.
People in the entire state of Texas, Arkansas, New Mexico, Oklahoma hate Philadelphia.
Okay, sure, yeah.
That's a good rival between mm-hmm. Dallas and Philadelphia. The entire state of California hates the Seahawks. If I'm USC, I hate because you took Pete Carroll away.
Yeah, yeah.
For some reason, this is where I think the algorithm gets off a little bit. In the state of Utah, the most hated NFL team there, that's a big Bronco area. There are a lot of Bronco fans that live in the state of Utah. Maybe this has to do with it. The most hated team there is Kansas City. What did the Chiefs ever do to Utah?
What has anyone ever done to Utah? I guess Michael Jordan.
Andy Reid is a BYU guy.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, that's a weird one.
State of Wisconsin, Bears. State of Illinois, Green Bay. That makes sense. In Ohio, they hate the Patriots. Or in Indiana, they hate the Patriots because of the Colts.
Where's Florida going, out of curiosity?
They hate the Patriots.
Okay.
There's a lot of New York people that moved to mm-hmm. Florida, and the Dolphins have, you know, been passed by the Patriots, and now the Dolphins are really, really desperate, possibly going after Deshaun Watson. When they don't have, is Deshaun Watson also going to rush the passer? I can see why they're desperate, because they won 10 games last year, and everybody was saying they are the future. They have the blueprint, poised for long-term success, really good GM, Greer and Flores together. And then the bottom has fallen out, and they're 1-5, and they reek of desperation. They reek of lunacy that they do not have a first-round pick to offer, that they're trying to get in on the Deshaun Watson sweepstakes. And they're crumbling this year. And they've already said, hey, Tua, thanks, but no thanks. Why don't they just wait for a guy named Aaron Rodgers to see if they can pull something off?
A lot of people retire in Florida.
Yes.
Tom Brady?
There's a lot of Bronco fans that are hoping for Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Rodgers seems to be having a lot of fun in Green Bay right now.
He is having a lot of fun. It's fun to watch.
Lots of fun in Green Bay.
You don't get this from the overly sanitized quarterback position. This is fun.
He keeps dropping hints.
Uh-huh.
Like the people want him to say, was that your last game at Soldier Field? And all he said is, I told Justin Fields to embrace this rivalry. Welcome back into the Gary Sharp Show. There is a big game not very far from here tomorrow in college football that could have an unbeaten go down. There are 10 unbeatens right now. Oklahoma State is unbeaten. Oklahoma State has probably surprised some people this year that they are still unbeaten. They are 6-0. They are number 8 in the country. And they rallied from a couple of touchdowns behind in Austin and scored 19 unanswered, and won at Texas. They're not doing it with offense. They're doing it with defense. What's up with Gundy? He's supposed to be the offensive guy. He's not only a man, but he's an offensive guru. But they're doing it with defense. But strangely enough, They go tomorrow to Ames to take on Iowa State, and they are a touchdown underdog. How many times have you seen a team that is in the top 10 facing a team that is not ranked be a touchdown underdog? That's what Oklahoma State is. If there is going to be a team that loses, that is unbeaten, my money is on Oklahoma State. Again, an underdog. They've got to go play at Jack Trice. Jack Trice now is sold out. Is that the thing? Maybe it'll become a thing around here. That when you're sold out, you make the announcement? I thought Iowa State's season was sold out. I mean, they've got the ideal capacity at Jack Trice. About a little over, a shade over 60 grand. And they've sold the most season tickets they've ever sold. But Oklahoma State will go to Iowa State to play tomorrow. And it's a 2:30 kick on Fox in Brocktober, where Brock Purdy in the month of October is really, really good. And Brock Purdy in wins is good. He's got 8 touchdowns, no interceptions. Losses, which have been to Baylor and Iowa, 2 ranked teams, 1 touchdown, 4 interceptions. But what is it about Matt Campbell and October? They're 15-6 under Campbell in October, and he's 5-2 in that month against ranked teams. Now, they've lost 8 of 9 to Oklahoma State, and they have not, they've only beaten Oklahoma State once since that game 10 years ago where they derailed Oklahoma State's national title hopes. Was that a Friday night game at Jack Trice? Now, Matt Campbell wasn't the head coach, but they stormed the field. They played Sweet Caroline. I remember watching that game in a bar for some odd reason. But this series has been close. The last 6 have been decided by a touchdown or less. Breece Hall is cranking it up. Do not watch football this weekend thinking about what could have been in Nebraska's backfield, because Greg Bell is playing really well for San Diego State, who is also unbeaten and may be on upset alert because they're playing at Air Force, who is playing really well. So you got Greg Bell is running well at San Diego State. And then you got Breece Hall, who, you know, his connection to Jeff Smith, the great I-back for Nebraska back in the 80s. And Breece Hall wanted to come to Nebraska, but at the time Nebraska was in on Mo Washington, and Iowa State did a great job to recruit him out of Wichita. I like Iowa State in this game. But when Mike Gundy gets on the plane in Stillwater today, and he doesn't have the mullet. Have you seen Gundy's hair? He does not have the famous mullet. It looks different. I don't know what the coif is up there these days. But he does not have his famed mullet.
Oh, really?
He's also been super quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Mike Gundy has been really, 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 really quiet this year. He's kind of flown under the radar. And you wake up and you go, how is Oklahoma State number 8 in the country and they're 6-0? Well, when he gets on the plane today, Mike Gundy is going to have a perpetual 5-year contract in Stillwater. Remember, this is a guy who most recently, a couple of Nebraska job openings in the past, his agent has floated the name. His agent actually called Sean Eichhorst. When Mike Riley was hired, Mike Gundy's agent tried to get in here at Nebraska for that opening. He's also was rumored for Tennessee, but his agent was trying to put some pressure on T. Boone Pickens, was trying to get more money for Gundy. Yeah, his agent called Nebraska, wanted to get a hold of Eichhorst because he wanted Gundy to be involved or at least have Gundy's name mentioned for the Nebraska job. It didn't happen. Eichhorst already knew kind of where he was going. He didn't want to hear from Riley. He did listen to Brett Bielema, but that's a whole, we've talked enough about that. But Gundy's got a new 5-year perpetual contract. Oklahoma State every year seems like they win 8-9 games, right? They produce NFL talent. You're in small, good college town in Stillwater, and you've carved out a niche of guys that go to the league and you can recruit. I think this is a great idea for Oklahoma State. Don't give me the, well, who else are they going to get to come to Stillwater? Remember, we don't play that game around here, homie. But thinking about how the Big 12 is going to change, where Texas and Oklahoma are going away, and you don't know what the new Big 12 is going to look like when you add Central Florida and you add Houston and you add Cincinnati. Stability. You know what? Gundy may have insured himself of this contract by Oklahoma leaving the Big 12. And the higher ups in Stillwater going, oh my, we don't want to go through a transition. We like Mike Gundy. He's good for us. It's been a quiet year. There have been no headlines off the field. Let's give the man a 5-year contract. And he says, yes, I'm no longer 40, and I'm making more money. But I don't see them winning tomorrow at Iowa State. That's a big game for Matt Campbell. This was supposed to be the year for Iowa State. Stubbed their toe against Iowa. Made some mistakes in the Baylor game, but we're finding out that Baylor's a good, solid football team, coached by a good, solid Big Ten connection head coach in Dave Aranda. I like Iowa State tomorrow to win that game. And I like Brocktober and Iowa State's success to continue. And then Gundy will get back on the plane, and he'll still have his perpetual 5-year contract, which in this case, I think if you're an Oklahoma State fan, you're okay with this. It's the smart play, not knowing what the future is going to look like. All right, 11:54, quick break. We'll talk more about the weekend, week 8 in college football. Ohio State is at Indiana. The big game to watch around here will be Wisconsin and Purdue. Purdue is now in the top 25. There's also, I think, something to learn from where Jeff Brohm has his program this year. He hasn't had a ton of success. He's had a ton of success against Kirk Ferentz. But Brohm is kind of on the hot seat, or is he not on the hot seat? He doesn't appear to be showing up for other jobs that are open. But what he did before the season began and what he did on Saturday, kudos to him. And next week, Nebraska is going to see the results of both of those things. We will discuss when you return. Coming up a little bit later, Dirk Chatelain will stop by on this Football Friday Fiesta on the Gary Sharp Show on 1620 The Zone.